Today is September the 22nd, 2020, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading through the book of Psalms and Proverbs. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy and awesome God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are our advocate, Lord, so beautiful, our confidence, and the God of our dreams. You are encouraging and fearless. You are gorgeous. You're the heir of all things and the image of the invisible God. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and the key to everything we need to know today. You are the Lamb of God and the Lion of Judah, the Most High God. You are never changing, and you are the owner of everything, including our public schools. You're our protector, and you are our quickener. You're the rock and redeemer and the stability of our times. You are triumphant in all of your ways. Oh Lord, you are ubiquitously ours, and you have the greatest value there is in all the universe. You have wonder-working powers. You're the expert in education, and you're the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thank you, Lord, for being zealous for us. We love you, Lord. We come to give you the glory for this day. We come to praise your holy name. And most of all, we come to bow under your authority. Help us, Lord, to be people of the book. Help us, Lord, to love others as you have commanded. And help us, Lord, to display your ways among our colleagues and students without even using words. We praise you, Lord, for this day, and we ask for it because you are the one who created it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. We thank you, Lord, for everything and turn the day over to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God, and we are up to Psalm 20. The Word of God, Psalm 20. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt offerings, Selah. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the King. May he answer us when we call. The Word of God, Psalm 20. Praise God for his incredible words. It is now time to read our daily devotional. And these devotionals are offered by Christian Educators Association International, CEAI.org, is where you can find them and share them for encouragement with others. Today's devotional is called He Bestows Favor. It's one of mine, dear friends, from my first devotional over God's promises. The prayer. Lord, thank you for the way you bestow favor over us as we follow you. We trust that you withhold no good thing from us because you are truly good. We praise you, God. And the scripture that I chose was Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Being an educator is a high calling because we are living out our faith as we walk our walk. We don't talk about Jesus to our students, but we show Jesus in all that we do. We are his ambassadors in the public schools. Our Father bestows favor on us as we walk this walk. We are not alone. There is beauty in unity. Find another Christian educator and pray regularly with them for the needs of your school. As you walk along his paths, it is his promise that he will be a sun and a shield for you. He will withhold no good thing from you, and he will bestow favor and honor. Praises to our God of grace and glory. The quote for today comes from Maya Angelou. Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. And that, dear friends, was He Bestows Favor, written by me. The rest of our program is our theme for this year, Prayer, Care, and Dare. We have 180 scriptural prayers that we pray with you. We have 180 possibilities for caring for others on campus, including your colleagues, administration, and your students, and 180 guidelines for daring to live out your life as a Christian in the public schools. So let us begin, of course, with prayer. Before we say our prayer from Scripture today, let me just remind you, if you know and if you don't know, let me just tell you that this Saturday is the National Day of Repentance. It's called the Return, and there's going to be hundreds of thousands of Christians on the Mall in Washington, D.C. But the rest of us who can't travel are going to be praying in our homes, in our churches, and in our small groups. And so if you have not signed up or if you have not looked up thereturn.org, please do so, for it is all based on if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. That is our heart's cry, my friends, because healing our land is healing our schools. Amen. Now today, we are going to be praying scripture also, and we're going to be praying Psalm 51, verse 11, which says, Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Don't you just love the intimacy that David had with God? Let us all seek to be a man after God's own heart, as David learned to pray as he did. We go to the Psalms, my friends, for the whole spectrum of emotions. Long for his presence through his Holy Spirit. And now let us pray. I pray this prayer on behalf of all my brothers and sisters, but I ask that you try it too. So this prayer is from my heart to your heart to his heart. O Adonai, we love you and we want to be like David. When he sinned, he came before you and asked that your presence be always with him, and that you do not take your Holy Spirit from him. O Lord, cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. We long to repent quickly and to bless you. The chief end of man is to glorify you and enjoy you forever. That is our hope. Thank you, Lord, for your gracious love. We ask in the forgiving name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And now, dear friends, let's talk about care. For care is our call upon the public schools. Jesus said to us, By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. In this school year of fears and worries, we need to go out of our way to care for our colleagues. Mother Teresa said, Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. So for day 21, our 21st day together, this is a possibility. Why not invite a colleague to your room before or after school for a hot cup of coffee or tea and conversation? Just because. Not with any motive, not with any desires, just to get to know them better and help them to relax. Ooh, that's a sweet and small thing, my friends. And now finally, let's take a look at DARE. DARE simply means to live out your faith as a Christ follower in the public schools. And I'm just proposing that you educate yourself, my friends. Know the religious freedom guidelines that are afforded to you as an American. Be sure you represent the Lord well and know what you can and cannot do. DARE to live out your faith in the public schools, both legally and gracefully. And join Christian Educators. What a cool organization. And be connected to your tribe. We have both that free version and a paid version, just depending on if you wanted insurance or not. But be connected to us and you receive great community. It's really awesome. So the next 60 plus guidelines are going to come directly from the Federal Guidelines for Religious Liberties in the Public Schools. They were re-released this January on the Religious Freedom Day. One of the most important things that you can do is know the First Amendment and memorize just the first 16 words that pertain specifically to you at school. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So for today, on our 21st guideline, this is what it says verbatim. As the court has explained in several cases, there is a crucial difference between government speech endorsing religion, which the Establishment Clause forbids, and private speech endorsing religion, which the Free Speech and Free Exercise Clause protects. It comes down again, my friends, to you may neither encourage nor discourage religious speech. And so, my friends, one of the incredible religious speeches that we do together as Christian educators is to pray. And we pray corporately every day at 1:16 p.m. We base it on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to all who believe, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. So with your alarm set, join hundreds of your brothers and sisters today praying for students whose parents are divorced or separated or going through it. It's a really hard time on kids, no doubt. And so we pray together and lift those children up because they're in your classrooms, my friends, no doubt. The 1:16 p.m. prayer is protected prayer because it is private. It is very short because that is a crazy time of day. But it is in your heart and it's combined and unified with those who believe in the public schools. What a gift to pray with you today, my friends. And so now I would love to remind you of a portion from Psalm 20 today. And my absolute favorite part is from verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. O holy God, we trust in you. We are your children, and we come before you to protect your children. We come before you to be gracious to your children. And we ask, Lord, for the Holy Spirit to never be cast away from us. O Lord, let us be listeners. Let us be lovers of the word. And let us give you all the glory and enjoy you forever. We thank you for this new day, and we ask it to be a blessing upon others. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Be kind to one another, my friends, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.